Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio. This is your boy, Cass, chilling as you shall. Father time was good, dog.
CityRadio.net.
We built this shit!
Even though in our younger years,
we never was into. We always kept in touch. But Donnie would do things like set me up with a girlfriend. I believe it was to get a report to see how good I was in bed. Take this one time, for example. Then my guy took my Donnie and my friend to my aunt's house, house I was keeping while they were out of town. Well, I began to disrobe my friend. I constantly kept thinking about my Donnie in my head. Slowly I kissed her friend's neck as I laid her down. And as the sexual act began, I felt I was being watched. As I turned around, the Donnie was standing there. So with one slow yet hard thrust, I made her friend let out a moan that was sure to intensify Madonna's curiosity. Well, needless to say, it did. One night, Madonna gave me a call and told me she was bored. But by this time, her and my friend were no longer seeing each other. And yeah, we flirted with each other. So my answer to her was, pick your poison. She said, Tanger, right. I said, I'll be there in a minute. So I jumped into the four-door Fleetwood Caddy, and I was on my way. Stopped at the liquor store, got a feel for Tango Ray, large orange juice, two cups, and a bag of ice. Yeah, I was ready. And it hit me. What if she just want to talk? Do I jeopardize our friendship by pushing it forward? For the first time in a long time, I was nervous. So I sat in the car, fixed me a drink, and I said, well, I'll wait on her to make a move. Well, I arrived to my Donnie's house. I quickly took out my DJ Quick CD and put in a sip. She got in the car and smiled with those sexy pink lips and those sparkling light brown eyes. She said, hey, baby, looking at me like she was just as excited and nervous as I am. I smiled, gave her the bag, and began to pull off. But Donnie reached between my legs and grabbed my cup. I cut my eyes and began to smirk. So what, too? She replied, I don't care. Still showing me that million-dollar smile. Well, I know neither one of us wanted to be seen in public because of the scandal it would cause. So I went to a secluded wooded area. I put the car in park, and we began to drink and conversate. Hours went by, but it seemed like only minutes. We never knew we had this much in common. Each conversation seemed like it was pulling us closer and closer to each other. Our sexual tension was at a fever pitch. We both leaned in and began passionately kissing each other like a married couple celebrating a honeymoon. She began to lick on my neck with such passion, my eyes rose and back to my head instantly. I began to caress her body ever so slow. Now, usually, I'm the one who takes charge, but tonight, I laid back and let Madonna do her thing. It was like she could read my mind. Everywhere I wanted her to kiss, she did without me saying a word. But I believe she felt the same way because every time I touched, licked, or kissed her, I would feel her body shiver. And all of this, and I haven't even penetrated yet. Now, when we get to that part, it's a different thing. I believe I parked in the perfect spot, because we turned into animals, biting, scratching, clawing. I mean, it was so intense that in the process of all this wildness, we accidentally drove the window down. Madonna jumps up, hangs halfway out the window, and tells me to fuck her from the back, while she gazed into the stars while yelling my name. I obliged her, pulled myself to the window, and also began staring out at the stars. So if you can imagine this scene, it was something to behold. After that night, we decided to keep it between us. However, that was the first night for many. This is your boy Cass, and this is part one of my chronicles. Peace.
All right. Sound like a little chronicle, get the blood flowing. What I mean?
There's nothing wrong with it.
Jermaine, what's up, baby?
Hello.
How you doing?
What's good?
I'm good.
Okay. I'm just thinking we get a chronicle in now to get the blood flowing a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Make you feel some kind of way.
Uh-huh.
That's all. That's it. That's all, baby.
All right, let me go ahead and jump into this, man. All right, y'all, check this out. Got a situation for y'all. Tell me, what? How would you react in this situation? All right, you got a. All right, fuck it, it's my situation. I ain't gonna beat around the bush with it. All right. Mother Nature has she has kids that's not by me. We're married. The kids consider me their father, which is cool, you know. But now their biological, who ain't never been in their life, you know what I'm saying, they ain't paid a dime of child support, nothing. You know, the oldest is 20, the youngest is 14. Now, all of a sudden, I guess he's ready to be a father. You know, he calls up and says he wants to come by and see the kids. They don't want to see him. So now my question is, do I kind of encourage them to see him? Or should I be like, you know, they don't want to see you, you know, peace out.
Okay.
Let me get a woman's perspective first. Okay, Janine, you in that situation. You know, you're married. He ain't done nothing for him. You know, your kid's father, he ain't done shit for him their whole entire life. I mean, nothing. You know what I mean? Do like $70,000 behind in child support, no lie. Honest
mm-hmm.
truth.
Mm-hmm.
They tell your husband, we don't want to see him. Now, do you think your husband should encourage him, or should he just tell dude, you know, they don't want to see you, stay away?
I don't think
as a mother.
I don't think you should be the one to tell him. If they do not want to see him, then they need to tell him that. They're old enough. Now, I could see if they were a younger kid. They're old enough to say, you know, we just prefer not to see you. Because then it could be like it's coming from y'all. Because y'all upset about the whole child support thing, which I know that's not the case, but I mean, you see what I'm saying?
Right.
They old enough to say for themselves that they don't want to see him. So, and if they don't want to, I wouldn't force it or encourage it. I would just be like, you know, he's still your father. If you decide you don't want to see him, that's fine. Whenever you decide you do, that's fine too. I would at least say that to keep it open to them. You see what I'm saying?
So you saying it should be the kids' decision?
Yeah, they old
decision
enough.
Not.
Yeah, they
okay.
old enough. I think so.
All right, I got you. All right, Doc, what you got for me?
Mind your goddamn business, bro. Mind your business. I ain't saying it in no fucked up way, but that's a touchy situation. That situation right there, you know, I mean, with whatever they decide to do, I'm all for it. If you decide you want to see your father, I'm all for it. If you decide you don't, then hey, that's on him. But like Janine said, they old enough to say, we don't want to see you. You know what I'm saying? Because despite a lot of times, man, a lot of people do still want to be with them. You know, want their father to be an intricate part of their life, even if they are mad at them. So for you to be like, no, then they turn around and be like, well, yeah, we do want to see him. That makes you look like the bad guy.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Okay, hey, Selena.
All right.
Hey.
What's happening?
Not too much.
We're going to get you caught up, Selena. We'll get you caught up in one half second. What you got? How you see it?
I actually agree with Cass, man. Because, from experience, I couldn't stand my father. But when he died, I cried like a little bitch. So
okay.
Let them make their own decision, man.
So you said he should hear from the kids instead of me?
Yeah, because they can always change their mind.
Mm-hmm.
A kid always changes their mind. They could be mad one day, and the next day they think about it, they might want to see him. We want to know why.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, Selena, to get you caught up. I'm gonna give it to you in the short version.
Mm-hmm.
father ain't been around for 20 years, and now all of a sudden he wants to try to be in a kid's life. Kids don't want him. Should I encourage the kids to see him?
That's kind of hard. I mean, I would give them my point of view. I mean, not really encourage them, but that's kind of hard. As far as what they are, your stepchildren.
Yeah.
I mean, I would not really encourage them, but just, you know, say, hey, you know, that's up to them. You know, 20 years, I'm pretty sure they've grown. So I would not, you know, I wouldn't discourage them from it, but I would just roll how they want to do it.
Okay. All right, I appreciate the input, y'all. But I think I will go with, you know, hey, y'all tell them.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because I don't think they should be forced.
Not at all.
They don't want to be bothered.
Right. I mean, you know, but like I said, kids are real fickle, you know. 1 minute, I hate you. You know, I mean, hell, I think we all been through it, you know. Motherfucker like, I can't stand his ass. But then there's something deep down in you that kind of, you know, at the end of the day, you know, you still kind of want that relationship. But then, you know, you didn't set the tone where, nah, they don't want to see you. Then they turn around and say, well, we do want to see him. How would that make you feel? Like, damn, I done went the best of y'all. Then y'all done turned around and just now y'all want to see him.
Right.
I feel that. I mean, hey, by the way, we got a lot of people listening. If y'all want to join the conversation, you got to push one. And we'll bring you in. Not you, Liquor Store. We know you can't push one. But that's cool. I think I'll take y'all advice. I'll let the kids tell them.
Yeah, there's one time you just jump on the passenger side and just ride with it. Whatever.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. There's always an option. Just encourage them that, you know, whatever decision they make, you're going to be there.
Right.
You got their back.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. For shills on my nails. It's new blind, sir.
Okay, I see my cousin Breeze been called in. If you want to, got something you want to say, brother? You got to press one.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. All right, so how everybody doing today? I had my first official football practice. Probably went pretty good. I'm a football coach.
Oh, you were playing football?
Hey,
no, I'm
cool. Laughing out there playing football. Thanks. I said, you know those old ass one out there playing football.
Football that's his name, Madden.
Right.
I worked on a little motherfucker so hard I was tired. And I'm just standing there blowing a whistle. The motherfuckers were tired as hell. I'll be letting y'all know in a couple months after I won a championship.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about that trophy, baby. It's all about the trophy.
Excuse me.
Hey, you must be smoking that good.
Nah, I'm at work. I got a cold.
I mean, you ain't smoking that good, as they call it, a good. What is it called, Rick? The good.
They get drug tests up here. Ain't no good going on.
You sound like an old person, old man.
Well,
yeah.
Hey, I don't smoke that shit. Hey, you know what, though? That do bring me to something. I mean, this is some shit that we don't normally talk about, but fuck it. What y'all think about the people on welfare taking the drug test? Who agree and who disagree?
I agree.
You think they should?
I think it should be a certain kind of limitations. Like, if you keep on having kids and you've been on welfare for all six kids, you definitely need a drug test.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Wick, what you think? You think they should be tested or not?
I don't really think about it because it don't affect me.
Well, I'm just
actually,
asking your opinion, though.
I mean, it's not a job, but I guess that's the way to, I guess it is a job for them. I say put some type of limitations on them. Make them go out there and they have to work maybe 15 to 20 hours a week. What the hell the drug test going to do? They just get somebody to pee for them.
Not if they do it the way that, like they should. Because, shit, when I was doing my, when I was giving UAs, we stood in the bathroom with their ass.
You can still get some fake piss off with them. You can't look at they shit while they piss.
I mean, you're right. Hold on one second, y'all. We got a new caller calling in. Breeze, what's happening?
What's up, nigga?
Chillin'.
What's up with you?
Chillin', man.
I had to get in the car, man. I had to disturb my balls.
Oh, okay.
Where you at? Hold up, wait a minute. I don't want to say shit. I don't want to talk before I get in the car. Wait, I want to talk before I get in the car. But, man, dude, she be playing with my balls, man, but she be going around, like, avoiding the dick. She just want to play with the balls. Like, they some Chinese. Like, they Chinese. You know the way Chinese balls that be making that sound. Oh, right? I'm like, damn, bitch, play with my dick. Set my dick some. She just want to play with my balls. I must have got nice balls or something. But,
oh, my God.
I'm about to get in the car and let her play with these motherfuckers. I'm riding down the street, y'all, with my drawers down and shit. But I got tinted windows.
Hey.
Hey, what's up, man?
You know your cousin.
Huh? What you say?
Hey, bro. Come on.
Man, nigga. Shut up. Shut your ass up. I'm on a radio show. Yeah. Y'all don't need to hear this shit. Hold on.
That's my fucking put us up.
Hey, what's up, Kaz?
What's
up,
what's
going down? Shit,
what's
nigga. Man, nigga, I'm on an adventure. I'm on this fucking adventure. But you won't say nothing. Yeah, but I'm on this adventure, nigga, you know. Shit, nigga, you know how, you know, you gotta train him, man. You gotta train him, nigga. You don't say shit. You don't say shit. But yeah, what's up with y'all niggas, man?
Hey, shit. I'm seeing that's why you got that PPC tag. I see what you're doing.
I'm having a ball. No pun intended. I'm having a ball.
So is she.
I just wanted to call me and fuck with my niggas, man. Shit. You know, this motherfucker that. When you got shit on your mind, you just say what the fuck you want and do what the fuck you feel. You know what I mean?
You know what I'm saying? That's still city radio all day, baby.
Hell yeah, shit, man. So, what's up with y'all niggas, man? Y'all got any nasty women on here? Is there any nasty females that like to talk to me?
Hey, Selena, how you doing?
Don't do me.
You can hey, how you doing, man? How you doing? She ain't gonna say nothing. It's all good. I'm with her right here, but she ain't gonna say shit. It's all good. You know how? That's how I do. But I just wanted to talk to a couple of females because, you know, my cousin say that, you know, motherfuckers on this station, anything goes. So does anything go with you?
Who?
Who? No, Al?
Me?
No. You said that too damn quick.
Hey, Kaz, I got your ass.
Kaz, she got your ass.
All right, but real though.
What?
I mean, dog, where you had it?
I'm just an adventure, nigga. I told you. I'm on an adventure.
Well, you do know the show ends at 11, right?
The show ends? Yeah. I know the show ends at 11.
Don't get your club.
Okay, nigga. I mean, I ride all the way over to the east, up to the west side, nigga. It better be. It's gonna be a good time, nigga. And can we pick up? What's her name? What's your name? Can we pick you up? What's your name? Elaine. What's your name?
Yeah, Elaine at work. Elaine at work.
What you working on?
Huh?
What you working on?
I said I'm at work.
I said what you working on? I mean, you can tell me you're at work, but I don't know what you're working on. What you working? You working on, working on your man? You working on a job?
I'm working with your hands.
You working with your mouth? What's up?
I ain't working nothing but this time clock, honey.
Oh, hey, this time clock? Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Hey, Breeze, we can all move Janine up.
Can we?
Janine?
What you say?
Mac, you gonna get the shit left out of you.
Oh, we can pick up Janine. What's up, Janine?
Yeah, we can pick Janine up.
Ain't nobody but a PPC party. Ain't nobody but a PPC party, Janine. You were invited, baby. You were invited like a motherfucker. She invited cuz.
She's invited. You know,
we got 772 ways of how we do it, too.
Oh, yeah.
The 772 guaranteed.
And how's that?
I gotta head that way. This talk radio. This ain't show radio. I'm show radio. What's up, nigga?
What's up,
nigga?
What's up,
nigga? Yeah,
y'all got a barker?
Hey, man, I'm just fucking with y'all. I'm fucking with y'all niggas, man. I know y'all niggas going to be off at 11. I'm going to call y'all back at 10:45. All
right, cuz, I got you.
All right, Lane.
All righty. Nice meeting you, dear.
You ain't met me yet.
Well, nice chatting with you.
You're going to meet me. You're going to learn. You're going to learn.
Yeah, all right.
All right, my nigga. Peace, nigga.
All right, dude.
Man, y'all so antisocial now. What is wrong?
Ain't nobody antisocial. Why you got to call me the hell out? You know I ain't got no good manners. Shit.
God damn. Everybody so antisocial now.
Are we antisocial? What are we supposed to respond to? He getting his balls played with. Let him get his balls played with. Ain't nobody playing with no balls tonight.
Ain't nobody got time for all that.
Nobody got time for none of that.
Call my name again and see what happens.
Yeah, all right.
I'm sorry, I was cleaning out my car. Even Janine, what you want?
I couldn't even hear what he was even saying. It's a dog barking in the background. I didn't even know what y'all was talking about. So
exactly. He had a bitch in the car with him. Exactly.
Oh my God. Okay.
Oh, your God, what?
How are we supposed to respond to that?
What the fuck? Wait a minute. Hold on. You got to calm your ass down.
Ain't nobody calling me nothing then.
Mm-hmm.
What you gonna do?
Okay.
What you gonna do?
All right.
The hell you gonna do?
Well, goddamn, Cass. They just jump all on your ass, man. I've been gone from the show for about a week, and damn. You get treated like
what
it
is.
Everybody done changed. Everybody done flipped on me.
Ooh, Lord. <It's> the <answer. clears throat> Some piss
testing
was going on, government.
I don't know.
All right, man. Check this out, man.
I'm gonna go to a song, man. I'm going to a song, man. We be back.
God, please.
they don't make music like that no more. That's they don't make that kind of shit no more.
No, they do not.
That's some good shit right there.
Well, I think we got somebody new. Carla, what's happening?
What's going on there, buddy?
Slick Nick, what's happening?
What's happening, baby?
Chilling.
What's going on?
What's that?
Hey.
What's on your mind?
Trying to get off of work. That's what's on my mind. Trying to get up out of here.
Man, all these working ladies. Shit. Since all you ladies working, let me ask you a question. When you go out, who should pay? Do y'all still think the man should pay? Or should
you
split it? Now, see, I agree with that. If I ask you, I should pay. If you ask me, I think you should pay. Good, great philosophy, right? Mick, if you ask me out, do you think you should pay? If you ask me?
Yeah, if I ask you, I will pay. Yeah.
That's what's up, man. All these working ladies, man. Somebody can take me out. I want some real
when they do. So what about when they do the wordplay? Hey, don't you want to take me out?
No, motherfucker.
Then what?
No, fuck that.
No.
I'm just
somebody
got to
say, let's go out.
Now, I mean, I had a lot of females be like, hey, so don't you want to take me out? Like, no. I mean, if you wanted to go out, then why you can't ask me?
I mean, well, I guess I can agree with that. Wordplay do have a lot to get. I mean, okay, what if I say, won't you meet me at the bar? Does that mean I got to buy you a drink?
Well, you did ask her to meet you.
You did ask her to meet you. Yeah, you asked. You bet me, I bet you. That's how it goes.
Yeah.
I just want to sit there and let you. You going to give me another one? What about one more, baby? Oh, come on, two more in after this, and that's it, I swear, there's nothing else. Shoot, you know what I'm saying? If you bet me, I get you next round.
That not tell white face to meet at the bar. You got to meet at a food place where they don't sell drinks. Cheaper.
I don't know. I ain't no cheap dude, but I don't see nothing wrong with, you know, a woman paying every once in a while. I mean, even if, like, you know, if you're in a relationship, you know, like my uncle. My uncle's been in a relationship for like 12, 13 years.
Mm-hmm.
And this shit just does not make any sense to me. You know what I'm saying? They've been in a relationship for like 13 years and they still go half on the rent. Does anybody else do that shit?
Maybe that's the
risk.
They had a bank going nowhere.
Wait a minute, say that again.
Is that the arrangement they came up with?
I guess, but I thought if you was, you know, if you a couple, ain't it, you know, share and share alike?
Well, you said they're going half on the rent, right?
Right. They live together. They're an actual couple. You know, they don't call it boyfriend girlfriend. They're in their 50s, but whatever the hell they call it, he pays like if the rent's $500, he pay $250 and she pay $250. You know, they'd be like, you got your half on the rent. I'm like, ain't y'all together?
What's wrong with
that? That shit work?
I know. Wait. I'm not understanding why it seems a lot more of a problem with that.
Because if you're
a couple at a time, old-fashioned.
No, that's the same thing if you say, okay, well, if you get the rent or the mortgage, then I'll pay the NIPSCO and water bill or whatever. Everybody has a certain arrangement in regards to their household bills on who's going to pay what. And that's just how they decided to do it. They might have just decided to split everything down the middle. Everybody put their half in. Some people pick two bills, you pay these two. I pay this from the these two. I mean, it's just you did.
No, fuck that. What if my two bills is $1,000 and your two bills is $40?
Okay, dog. What bill do you think your uncle's supposed to? How do you think the arrangement's supposed to go?
I think, in my opinion, if you're a couple, y'all living together, it shouldn't be you got half, I got half. It should be, you know, whoever got enough money to pay the rent, pay the rent at that time.
So what? He don't work for somebody? What?
Yeah,
they don't
work. No, they both work. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
They both work.
Oh, you definitely
that's
time.
Crazy to me. I don't understand that. I mean, hey, like you say, I guess I'm old fashioned. But I mean, if we together, we
like,
supposed to pay everything
you are
together.
Old
well, that's
who,
all
but
I'm saying.
Minute,
if we together, we together. How in the hell are we gonna
right?
split the bills in half? That's
okay,
like a roommate to me.
I hear you talking, but how do this supposed to go though? This is what I'm trying to ask you. Like, okay, if I got paid that week, I'm supposed to pay the rent, or if you got paid that week, you supposed to pay the rent.
No, I'm saying
somebody got to pay
all the money. Should, right, I understand that, but I'm saying all the money should go together. You know what I'm saying? In my house, you know what she bring in, what I bring in, we put it together and we pay the bills like that. It ain't no, you know. All right, I got my half of the rent. You got your half. We don't roll like that. You know what I'm saying? We just put all up. We got one account. We put everything in that same account and just pay the bills like that.
No, it don't work like that.
No.
No. I'm putting my money in my account. You can have your account, and we can decide on which bills to pay. Cool.
See, I don't agree with that. I do not agree with that. I know a lot of people live like that, but I do not agree with that. It's like we have shit from each other.
We can always have an account together where we just put the bill money in there, but it's still, I'm only going to put a portion of the bill money in that account, and the rest of the money is mine. It's my own personal money. I'm going to put in
the
amount that we have
together.
Agreed
it's
upon.
It's our money.
No,
it's supposed to be our money. We're together.
You should have worked some hours to get that money. It's not ours.
I got a
Andy, you ain't mad.
It's not crazy. Explain it, man. Why it's crazy?
Just, I mean, if you living together, y'all together and everything is supposed to be together.
Okay, I got a question for you. Do you, okay, so when she get her makeup, do you put it on? I mean, no, I'm not being funny. Just roll where I'm not being funny with you.
No, man, I'm going to go ahead and play around. I'm going to play with you. No, I don't wear the makeup.
Okay. Then why she can't have what's wrong with her having her own money, her own account to get her own makeup, get her own shit, and then put
because
her
we're
account.
Together. We're together yeah, means together. We do everything together. That includes
so
the whole house.
Once again,
together.
I'm gonna ask a question. When she put her makeup on, do you put the makeup on too?
Y'all don't do that's got to do with
together.
Anything.
That's not putting. You said y'all. That's not putting doing anything together. It's hers. Old fashioned. Ain't nothing wrong with it, man. Actually, that's a good
thing. I just think if you together, goddamn. You pay everything together. Ain't none of that. I got my half where your half at. What the fuck? I might as well.
I mean,
get my own.
Okay, hold on, man.
I'm going to pay my
hold
own
on,
shit.
Man. Hold on now. Hold on, man. You really can't think that. I mean, I'm not gonna put all my money in the pot.
Exactly.
I'm not putting all my money in that pot. I'm sorry. I can't do it.
Well, hey. I mean, I know, you know, everybody's different. It's just crazy to me, that's all. That's all I'm saying.
So what
to me is crazy.
So that means you want to know every penny that's coming in the house?
It should be all going to the same account.
Why?
So it shouldn't matter.
I just think if you got secret accounts, you had some shit. Why you hiding shit?
Man. Okay, so I mean, all right. Now, Janine said we can make an account for the bills. We can make an account for the bills. All right, this is the money that goes in for the bills. But why I gotta put every penny of my money in this account? Then you fuck around and see something more than what you know. You done pulled out your money and my money, buying some shit, and say, oh, well, this is our money.
Buying an Xbox card.
But see, if you got I don't buy the cards anymore. But if you have communication, if you have communication, then that wouldn't be a problem. I mean, what's wrong with me saying, hey, baby, I'm about to take, you know, whatever out the account and buy this?
Because they're about to ask for permission. Why should you have to ask for permission for your own money?
Exactly.
Why should you have to ask for permission to spend your own money that you made and worked hard
right.
for?
I'm not asking permission. I'm just communicating with you, telling you what
permission.
I'm about to buy.
And maybe what I want to buy is
asking for permission.
And maybe
okay,
I want to buy what I want to buy in private. I don't want you to know every little thing I buy for myself.
Okay, let me ask you this. What if we get in a situation where the money there, you want to buy something, and she want to buy something?
It's now, compromise.
It ain't enough for both of y'all to buy what y'all want.
And then
which means you still have to compromise.
And this is where the argument is going to come in, okay? Because now it's going to be looked at who put in the most money.
Damn
you see
right.
what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying?
I'm not
going to
compromise.
Well,
I'm not going to compromise with you.
Most of my money anyway, then that's where the argument is going.
I'm not going to compromise.
I don't see no
when
argument.
I put $900 in and you put $40 in, and you talking about, well.
Exactly.
I'm finna spend $450. No, motherfucker, no, you only put $40 in there. You not finna spend my money like that.
Motherfucker, work 2 days
come
a week.
Come on, man. I ain't talking about a lot. I'm talking about, come on now. I mean, $900 versus $40, of course a motherfucker gonna get upset.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I'm talking right. about, you know, both of y'all working 8 hours a day. You know what I mean? You making 10, she making 11, whatever. That's what I'm talking about. Then you know
okay.
what I'm saying? It all goes to the same account. And I don't see no wrong with me
difference.
Saying.
But sometimes there's
huh?
a difference. But sometimes there's a difference in the amount that are made.
I'm sorry, man. I need my own money.
If somebody makes
there's
it, so
no wrong with that.
If somebody put $4,000 a month in the account, and not to say that you not, but you just may not be making as much as him or her or whatever, and you only bringing in $2,000. Now, that's a whole $2,000 difference.
Right. So what's your point?
That's a big difference for you to be saying that's all of our money. That's not all of our money. That $2,000 difference is mine. You feel what I'm saying?
No, it ain't yours. We together.
It is
mine. We're a couple. It's ours.
No.
I don't understand. It's our. We're a couple. We're together. We're as one.
Okay. No. Mm-mm. No.
It's ours.
I wish a motherfucker would. I wish a motherfucker would.
You were excited.
That's a good
crazy.
Thing for the time, man. They just don't
man,
understand.
It's our money, man. It's ours. Everything is ours. Because we're together. We're as one. You understand? We're one heart.
Mm-hmm.
That's so
beautiful.
So it should matter if I put in 60 and you put in 100. What's the difference?
$40.
We're spend it together anyway.
No, we not. That's just it. No, we not. We not going to spend every penny of our money together.
Exactly. No, we not.
Let's just say you come here. You come here and I said, man, well, I'm going to take you out, man. We're going to go have some drinks. I mean, if I got my own money in my pocket, I ain't got to worry about waking up tomorrow morning Well, I said, well, damn, you spent $67 on some drinks. Yeah, all right. Okay. Well, I mean, did you think about if I had to go buy something? No.
That's
you know
why you have communication.
Now, I'm not going to communicate every fucking time I go get, every time I go get some dollar out of that motherfucker. I'm not communicating with nobody. Damn,
even
man.
Even if she follows you, what if she say no? What you going to do? You just going to not go out with your friend?
Right. Now,
well,
I just got to I got to walk.
No.
That's
just like,
dog,
if you came here, if you came here tomorrow, you call me up, hey, man, I'm on my way. I bet. We going to talk. Hey, my boy rolling in. We're going to go out, chill. And she going to be like, okay, cool.
How do you know that?
And it
what
wouldn't matter
she
what
had
I
something
said.
To do with the money? What if she had something
but
playing with the money already? And she's like, we already have such and such playing.
Then she would tell me that. She would say, well,
okay.
It's like, okay, it's $500 in the account, but I need $300 to do this tomorrow. I already told you about that. So I know I got $200.
Okay.
I know I got
$200
that I can spend with no problem. That's because
okay,
we communicate
with each other. What if she come back and say, well, something else came up?
Well, ain't nothing else coming up.
You don't know that.
It's always unexpected stuff that comes up.
He knows that.
Look,
yeah, I know.
If she say I need to, I'm say make sure you leave at least $300 in the account because I got to go take care of this. Okay, I'm gonna look at the account. I'm gonna see what's left after that $300, and then that's what I'm gonna spend.
We talked about it. We discussed it.
No argument. Hold on.
Hold on, you said, listen, you said it's $500 in there. She say, well, you know, it's $300. I got to take care of some business with that $300. You know, that's
right.
Towards the house, right? So you say,
right.
Okay, you say it's $200 left, right?
Right.
All right, so you know you got $200 to play with, right?
Right.
So now you wake up that next morning, and whatever we done did, you done spent that whole $200. Wasn't some of that $200 her money?
But we talked about it. She already knew I was going to spend the whole
No, hold on. No, she just said make sure that it's $300 in the account. I'm pretty sure she didn't say spend all that $200.
Spend the whole
$200 ain't yours. The whole $200 ain't yours. So why would you spend her? You spend part of her money. Now you ain't got no money. She ain't got no money, but she ain't got shit to show for you spending her part of her $200. Let's see, that's $100
of
her.
Don't listen to these
$100
by the time. Don't listen to them heathens, man. Don't listen to them heathens. You doing good. You doing the right thing, man.
Yeah, okay.
Now,
$100 of that is her. Now, do she have a legitimate argument? We'll say, well, damn, if it's $500 in there and I spent $300 on the bills, don't you think $100 should have went to me and $100 went to you? Why would you spend the whole $200?
Yeah, maybe she wanted free money or some time to spend with her friends or something like that. You know, but you didn't spend all of the extra money. That was extra money.
Don't you think you've been a tad bit selfish?
No. No, because she know if my boy's coming in from out of town, she already know.
Okay.
She know it's $200 left over. It's $200 after the bills get paid. Baby,
okay.
My boy coming in. We going out. We going to kick it.
And that gets real fast. And
as long as the bills pay, we good.
No, you're not.
Whatever's
not
left
good.
Is left.
She's not good.
Listen, she ain't
got talked about it.
I'm sorry. I mean, so okay, all right. As you say, let's flip it. Her girl come to town. Look here. My girl come to town. She, you know, we finna kick it. And you say, well, you know, I got to pay whatever with that $300. All right. You wake up the next morning saying, well, shit, I'm finna go get me a T-shirt or something. You go in, they say, yo, account is empty. You ain't going to have no problem with that.
Man, dude, on my grandmama, if we talked about it the night before, then I'm cool because we already discussed it. That's on my grandmama, dog. That's how I get down. If we talked about it, we discussed it. I know your girl coming to town. I know you taking your girl out. Y'all going to have a, you know what I'm saying, y'all going to have a good time. Okay. I mean, shit, whatever's left, spend it. I don't care. The bills is paid. I got my bill. I got my cigarettes. I don't care.
You should have used the beer. You should have said that he ain't had no money for no beer. Cause beer
Now we got a problem.
Beer is an extra expense. That's not a bill.
He don't got a cigarette. Right. No, cigarettes are expensive. You can go without a cigarette. I think the cigarettes would be worse. Right. Now, alcohol and cigarettes are extra expense. So now she just spent all the money. You don't have no money for no beer or cigarettes. She and her girl better kick out. I got to have my beer and my cigarettes. No, but I'm saying, though, all that's already taken care of. That's already in the budget. We already budgeted for that shit. You know what I mean? No lie. Beer and cigarettes is in our budget.
Well,
I am not lying to y'all.
You got
that. To me, that's a bill.
Wow.
It's in the budget. Whatever's left over,
you call me an alcoholic.
All right, go for it.
That's
yeah, but see, I don't drink a case of beer in one night. You know, a case will last me a month.
If I can pay for it, if I buy it as my bill, it's the same thing, you hypocrite. You put it as a bill. You goddamn hypocrite.
Well, I mean, your beer budget. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Love me. Love me. That's all I'm saying. But I don't see no problem. As long as you talk about it, y'all communicate.
Mm-hmm.
It should. I don't see where it would be a problem. It should be no argument because y'all talked about it.
Well,
if you didn't want me to
well,
spend the
I
whole $200, you should
have
said that.
I shouldn't have
so,
to ask
been,
every time I want to go and spend some money.
Exactly.
I'm not going to call you every time.
Exactly.
I'm ready to go. I'm at the store already. I just see something I want to get. I'm with the kids or something. Maybe I just see some shoes on sale. I'm not about to call you every time.
That's not what I said.
Look, I mean, you got to communicate because if she spent the money for them shoes, but then you like,
if you didn't
went
somewhere.
Right, you like, well, I'm
going
to go
talking
buy
them. I'm
you
talking.
Like, well, that money ain't there no more because I bought these shoes. Now,
exactly.
Come on, now. Them shoes can't get quite expensive.
Exactly.
You're going to be like, well, why the fuck you didn't tell me that you spent the money?
Exactly.
Well, damn, if you're going to take the count down a penny, shouldn't I know that? Shouldn't you tell me that?
But
hey,
you know
look,
what?
If I had $4 in the account, and I spent $35 of it, so I'm just letting you know.
If I got my own money, we ain't got that problem. I got my own money, you got your own money. We ain't got that problem. If I get broke, then I'm broke.
Exactly.
You still got
ain't
your
nobody
you
saying,
ain't got to worry
ain't
about
nobody
me.
Saying,
you ain't got to worry about me touching your money.
And ain't nobody saying you still can't help each other. To me, that's where the couple and being as one comes in. Okay, if he's down and out or whatever and he spent all his money, and if I have it, of course I'm going to give him some. I ain't going to just leave him down and out. I mean, that goes both ways.
Right.
But that don't mean, like, we shouldn't have our own money to be able to do what we want to do with it.
Fuck all y'all.
Well, whatever.
I don't think it's crazy. I think it's sane as hell to me.
No, it ain't.
I mean, what's the number one cause of, relationships to break down?
Money.
Or sex. One of those two usually is 99% of relationships.
Yeah.
Money or sex, right? And if you communicate, neither one of those should come up. As long as y'all communicating, talking about it.
I'm not saying
should
you
come
can
up.
Communicate about money. I'm talking about we don't have to have our money in the same account.
Why? What are you trying to hide?
You always gonna have communication in regards to money.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. One second. Why do you think everybody always trying to hide something from you, man?
Hey, if you got to keep your shit separate from my shit, you hiding something. What the fuck is going on? That's all I'm
really?
Saying.
You really feel like that? Because you always, I know there's a lot of times you always like, well, if you don't do this, you hiding it from me. I mean, that goes back to the privacy thing, man. I mean, people need their own space. You can't just be all up in a person's face 24/7. I mean, I need my own money. I mean, that's just, to me, that I mean, for you to always have to count my money with me, no, you're not doing that. I'm not going to let you count my money with me all the time. It's like I'm not going to count your money. Now, if I ask you, hey, baby, you got $20? You say, yeah, all right, cool. But no, I don't want to count your money every time I turn around, and I damn sure don't want you counting my money every time I turn around. Well, you know, every time you turn around, well, $15 going out the account, $35 going out the account. Well, $60 going out the account. I got a pet peeve about people constantly asking me about my money. Don't keep asking me about my money. If I did what I supposed to did with it, if I done right by you by my money, don't get to counting every fucking penny I make.
It ain't your money.
It's your motherfucking money. I work for it.
It's your money, dude. Trust me.
You got to be the biggest jackass in the world if you sitting there thinking that is all.
My motherfucking name on the paycheck, so that's all.
Hell yeah.
Now. So it's
when,
my fucking
when
name.
When they write
your name on my paycheck,
on that check, that's when it's our money.
Exactly.
My last name on that check, goddammit, is ours.
Whatever. Well, goddammit, I guess I have your last name. See, that can always be changed. Yeah.
All right.
Shoot a dog, motherfucker!
See what happens. See what happens.
Well, I'm taking me everything. We keep our maiden name, shit.
You really believe that a person should live like that, man?
I just think, man, if you're together, you're together. Point blank. Everything should be as one. That's my philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not down with that, then you know what I'm saying? Don't fuck with me.
I understand that, but I'm saying you. I mean, so you don't believe in no type of privacy, none.
What do you need privacy for? We're together. We're one. We don't need privacy.
Dude, what do you? Okay, what do you mean by we're one? We're not joint at the hip.
Well, shit. If you're in a serious relationship or a marriage or anything like that, it's one. You're one. It's one heart. That's it.
No, it's not.
Everything
it's
should
hard,
be together.
You know what, dog?
That's
I
my
think
philosophy.
I think you take those words and I think you kind of twist them a little bit because there's no way. I mean, you got to know that a person does not. I mean, that's smothering. You're basically smothering a person when you're sitting there. Every move that person makes, you got to be aware of it, or every time that person spends a dollar,
that's,
you got to be aware of it.
That's not what I said, man. Now you twisting my words. I didn't say that.
Okay.
All I'm saying
What's the difference of what I said and what you said? Explain it to me.
I don't see how do you call it smothering? Because you're communicating with each other, that's smothering?
Because you're saying I can't have no privacy. What do I need privacy for? What do I need my own space for? Because I'm my own person. That's why. And just because we're together and we're a couple, and just because we're a person, you know, we're a couple, we're married or whatever, does not take away from the fact that I am my own person and there are things that I want to do separate from you.
Like what?
It could be anything. I don't have to do everything with you, and I shouldn't have to tell you everything. That's why I was given my own mind to think and to have thoughts in my own head to do whatever I please.
You just make sure you check with me first. That's all I'm saying.
Well, whatever. Whatever.
That's all I'm saying. I mean, yeah, I'm pretty sure that there's probably 1,000 people out there that don't agree with what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, in my eyes, that's the right way. I'm sorry. That's just how I feel. That's how I think
that's your opinion.
Should roll.
That's fine. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying that would never be me. That's all I'm saying. Never ever.
I can't see that one, man. I mean, it's just like you constantly. I mean, I can't for a person to just constantly. Well, you had X amount of dollars yesterday. Where your money at? How much money you got?
That's not what I'm saying, dog. I'm saying as far as it comes to the money, I'm talking about if you finna go out, spend $200-$400. I think I should know that. I'm not saying if you're going to go to Payless and buy a $5 pair of shoes. I'm talking about if you're going to go out and spend a couple of $100, I think I should know that. If I'm going to spend a couple of $100, I'm going to tell you, hey, I'm about to go buy this. What's wrong with that? There ain't nothing wrong with that.
You'll see
you're a
when
good
I
man,
get
Charlie Brown. You're a good man, Charlie Brown.
Me honestly, if I go out and bought it, if I didn't spend no bill, if I didn't fuck the bill money over, and everything is cool, you'll see it when I bring it home. Cause I'm not for that. I don't expect you to ask me for permission, or like that's just like she might not like what you finna go buy, so she like, well, no, you don't need that. Well, you might not like what she's about to go buy. So why are you spending your money? Why are you spending the money on that? See,
exactly.
You're not finna tell me what I can and can't buy. You're not finna dictate what I can and can't buy. I'm going to buy what the fuck I want to, just as long as, you know what I'm saying? If I'm not fucking over the money, if I didn't fuck over the house or the kids or you or whatever you needed, I don't see why I can't go out and buy whatever the fuck I want. And when you see it, when I bring it up.
There you go again. I'm not saying you can't go out and buy whatever the fuck you want to buy. That's not what I'm saying.
What I'm saying is if
you're in a seriously committed relationship can I finish, please, sir? Can I finish? If you're in a serious relationship or a marriage and you're gonna go out and spend $400-$500, you're gonna tell that other person. I don't give a fuck who you is. You're gonna tell your significant other that you about
you
to go spend $500. You go.
I'm not
telling
that
to anybody.
I don't want to. No, it's not
bullshit.
Now, if I bought it, if you see me when I got it, then how much did that cost? Well, I'm gonna tell you how much it cost.
Exactly.
I didn't do nothing.
Bullshit.
I didn't do nothing. See, here's the thing. I didn't do nothing wrong. So therefore, I didn't take the bill money and buy it. I bought this shit with my own fucking money.
I used my own money.
I don't owe
like,
you motherfuckers
head for divorce.
What
that
you call
like,
it head
I
for
thought.
Divorce? No, we'll see.
Both of y'all headed for divorce.
Oh my goodness!
If you spend $500, you gonna tell your significant other.
Okay, all right.
Even if
all
they
right,
agree
Tama.
Or don't agree, you still gonna tell
okay,
them.
Okay,
I'm about to go spend $500.
Tama, this your significant other, right? Right.
Right. I with my significant other. I'm gonna tell her.
Okay, and she tell you no, we can't buy that. What you gonna do? You still gonna go out and buy it?
I'm gonna talk into it.
No, come on, man. All bullshit. No, she's dead set against you buying this. Are you still gonna go buy it?
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know.
You got all the answers to everything else, but now all of a sudden you don't know. Come on, bro.
it depends on what it is.
That's the truth that he gave, man.
It's something you want, man. I'm being serious, man. It depends on what it is.
It's something you want. It's something you want very bad. It's something that you fucking saved up for. It's something
well,
you
if
want.
I saved up for it, then I'm going to buy it.
But she said don't.
Something else came up.
Well, I mean, that's probably going to be an argument because I'm probably going to buy it anyway.
You could take that money. You can take that money and put that up to something else. So no, you don't need to buy that. So you still gonna go buy
I'm probably gonna go buy it anyway.
You know, so what I mean, and you don't think that's gonna put your relationship in jeopardy?
It'll probably lead to an argument, but hey, I told you I was going to buy it.
Sound like
you're getting divorced.
Sound like
probably maybe.
So you pretty much just said fuck up. So all this shit that you talking about is null and void.
No, I didn't say that, dog. I didn't say that.
She communicated. Can I finish? She communicated to you she didn't want you to buy that. By every stretch of the imagination, she communicated it to you. There's nothing different. And there's nothing. I don't want you to buy that. And you go buy it anyway. Sound like you pretty much saying, fuck that old lady.
No, I didn't say that. That's not what
I mean,
said.
You ignore
y'all
word.
Getting it twisted. Y'all getting it twisted. I mean, you trying to make all these scenarios where I got to agree with your point of view.
And well, I'm not.
The point of view is getting twisted. But I'm saying, though, you making all these scenarios where I got
to
agree with what you're saying. But
you ain't got
at the end of the day, it's all about the I'm just talking about the communication part. And if you're going to spend a large amount of money, you're going to tell your significant other. That's all I'm saying.
Damn, when you
that's all I said. At the very, very beginning of this whole conversation, that's exactly what I said. You're going to tell the other person if you're going to spend a large amount of money.
And I'm telling you that I'm not.
Your argument started over the same bank account. That's what the argument was about. Having one bank account.
And look, I don't see nothing wrong with that. But everybody else do. I mean, hey, I'm used to being a bad guy.
It ain't about being a bad guy. That's just your point of view. But I'm just saying, that's just like I wanted to take the kids to Disney World. It didn't matter to him how much it cost because he wasn't paying for it. You see what I'm saying? I decided I want to take the kids to Disney World. I told him that I would be responsible for doing all the payments. He didn't have to worry about that. He wasn't going. So that was my responsibility, and I paid it with my money. And it cost us
$3,000. Y'all money.
No,
y'all
it was
money.
My money. Because if that's the case, then he would have put in on it. But he did not. And we went to Disney World with $3,000, but he wasn't sitting there like, how much you pay for this, how much you pay for that? Because, yeah, that money could have been used for other stuff in the house. But I told him we were going to Disney World, but I didn't say, okay, well, it cost $3,000. So I'm not like, to me, that's like, I shouldn't have to answer to you about every little thing. Okay, yeah, of course you should know I'm paying for a trip to go to Disney World. But to tell you about every little thing, he didn't ask about no money and how much it costs. That's what I'm saying. Because it's my money. He didn't have to pay for it. So why are you worried about, just like if we did have an account together, maybe I don't agree with you going and wasting our money on playing cards, spending $100, $200 here and there going to play cards. But maybe that's just something he enjoys doing with his friends. Who am I to say that he can't do that if he got his own money? When he has his own money in his own account, and if that's what he got, he's going to play cards, he's going to do what he wants to do, he's going to play lottery, whatever he wants, because it's his money. As long as our bills and stuff like that. I think you can. We should have our own money to be able to do whatever we want to do because we work for it. What's the point of working if you cannot do or use your money the way you want to use it?
So what's the purpose of being grown if you can't use and do what you want to do with your money? Well, we'll go live.
Y'all still missing my point. Y'all still missing my point.
I mean, we got all these people listening to the show. They've been listening for a while. I'm pretty sure they get my point. Press one. Please. Well, I guess they don't agree with me neither then. They ain't pushing one neither. That's all right. It's all good.
You need people like me so you can point your fucking fingers and say, that's the bad guy.
I just believe that brings on animosity in a relationship because I feel like there's always going to be a point in that type of situation where one person is going to feel like they're not getting what they should be getting. You see what I'm saying?
But if you're in a relationship, if you feel like that relationship, then you need to get out of that relationship. You should never feel like that in a relationship.
Oh my goodness! What? Okay. If she feels like you're getting more out of the in regards to the money situation, or you may feel like she's getting more out of the money situation, somebody is going to start to feel like it's not fair. It's going to start becoming one sided. Is what I'm saying. Because after all the bills are paid, all the bills are paid, that's fine. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about our satisfaction of life, just the regular extra things that we like to do. If those things are not getting done because we're so busy always somebody else trying to, you know, get things for somebody else and we're not getting things that we need or want, it becomes one-sided.
I agree with you. I agree with everything you just said.
Okay.
But once again, if you feel like that in that relationship, you should leave that relationship. That ain't for you. You know what I mean? I mean, what's wrong with that? If you're not happy in a relationship, you should leave it. Point blank. If you think this person is getting over you or that person is getting over you, you know what I'm saying? This ain't going right for you, that ain't going right for you, then why are you with them?
You know,
why you still
wait a minute, man. Hold on.
You make it sound so black and white.
Thank you.
Wow.
God damn it, Wick. Wick, me and you don't, we may not see eye to eye, but God damn it, you just took the words right out my mouth. You said everything is so black and white. But it's.
Black and white, man.
It's 50 Shades of Grey, as like they say in the book. Boy, it's 50 Shades of Grey. And until you start noticing some of these different grays, you're going to fuck yourself, boy. You're going to fuck yourself. I'm telling you.
Oh, my God.
Everything is black and white. I'm sorry.
Man,
everything's black and
white. After hearing this shit.
Yeah, man, you got to stop being like that, man. Everything's not black and white. Everything is not black and white. And the more you think that everything is black and white, man, the harder shit going to get.
Hey, I would even wear glasses, man. It's black and white, bro. Ain't no gray. It's either right or wrong.
I never said
it's right or wrong.
Not once did I say I was unhappy. I said it begins to become one-sided because in your mind, as the man, you may feel like you deserve everything that you're getting.
Okay,
you
I got
what I'm saying?
I got a way to flip the script. Okay, what if she's the only one, or she's making way more money, and you just able to contribute maybe 50 a week? Is that still y'all money?
Are we together?
Yeah,
are we a couple? Are we in a serious relationship? Are we married?
It's ours. What if she say, no, it don't work like that?
Then she ain't the one for me.
You come to her like, well, baby, you know, I want to buy this game system. You know, it's, you know, new PS4 finna come out. You know, you ain't worked in a minute, so and she's paying all the bills, and she's like, well, I'm going to go buy this coat or something. You ain't going to be mad?
What month is it?
It's the month.
If it's July, what the hell she need a coat for?
Because she called it on sale.
It don't matter. It's her money.
It's our money.
Well, if it's y'all money, she could go buy a coat just as quick as you could go buy mine.
Exactly.
There you go. What's wrong with that?
Mm-hmm.
She getting what she wants. I'm getting what I want.
No, you can't get it because
the problem.
You can't get it because she went and bought the coat.
I guess I learned from my uncle. My uncle Ben. Him and his wife both worked at the mill. They had account together, and they both had their separate account.
Exactly.
You know, so I just think it works better that way. Cause he likes to go gamble. What if, you know, what if he want to go to the casino one day without her and want to spend some money? You know, just fuck off. Or you pissed off about something. You want to just gamble. You can't do that because you got to go talk to the person you might be mad at before you can spend that money.
No, y'all got it twisted, man.
Or when she's ready to leave you because it's a joint account, now she just took all the money. And now you don't have no separate account with your own little stuff.
Yeah, I didn't think of that one. I forgot all about that scenario.
You know what, Janine?
That's a good one, my future ex-wife. That's a good one.
That wasn't no good one.
That was a damn good one. The fuck is wrong with you? You think this is a joke? You think this is a fucking sitcom? That was a damn good one, if you ask me.
See, and that way your extra money in. Don't have nothing.
Bullshit. You don't leave me, I leave you.
Oh, okay.
And a motherfucker like me gonna be right there spending your money.
All right.
We are together. My arrogant ass will be spending your money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, you keep thinking that.
Keep thinking I won't.
Know your role and shut your mouth!
What you think I'm going to be doing while I'm spending your money? Shit, I ain't got to talk to you.
But you're going to be ducking. That's what you're going to be doing.
Mm-hmm. It sounds good. Nigga, she took the gun,
been
too.
That.
Remember, that's all. She took the gun, too. Remember, that's y'all. The fuck I got so good.
Nobody taking my guns, bro. Nobody taking none of my guns.
That just reminded me. Did y'all ever hear that story about the man who came home from work? Of course, this is another country, but the wife took the whole house. She took the roof and everything.
Oh, hell no. That's fucked up.
She took the roof, the windows, because she said her brother did all the work on the house. All it was like a slab that was left with the windows was gone. It was.
Oh, that's fucked up.
Hey, Mick. Now, you own your own house. Can you imagine coming around that corner and all of goddamn windows and the roof gone?
Don't forget about the roof.
This motherfucker ain't even on fire. It's just gone.
And then they showed a picture of him on the news just standing in the middle.
The man probably was a fucking shock.
Oh,
he definitely was in shock.
Hey, that gives a whole new definition to it's gonna rain on your head.
That gives a whole new meaning to cleaning out the house.
Exactly.
Oh, That one. I'd have killed her.
Yeah, she'd have had a problem.
Oh, that dude.
Her ass to go to work, took all that shit, and her brother come right back over there, took all that shit back. I hope you have a bad day at work. I'll be looking for them motherfuckers, man. I would be searching. I would love to know what country that was.
Yeah, I would have to look that up again, but it was in some other. It was either Mexico or South America. It was one of them, but it was funny as hell.
That woman going crazy.
The whole house. Why was that? That's straight up. That's just vindictive. To take the whole fucking roof. I mean, come on. You could take the windows, but at least leave the fucking roof.
Yeah.
What kind of, how many hours did motherfucker work?
I mean, he had to work a double.
To take a whole house? That motherfucker had to work a double.
Hey, the Mexicans fast, man. The Mexicans fast when they come.
They work together, you get a bunch of them together. Hey, you don't know what to happen 8 hours.
Yeah, they like ass.
Right. Hey, Holmes,
man,
you gotta get
crazy.
This. Hey, who got the tequila, Holmes? It's right here, man. Let's get to that. Come on, folks, like some.
You know what? You need to find that picture and post it, because I would love to see that motherfucker's face.
I'm gonna find it.
I just want to see his look. I just want to see the look on his face. Like, man, my whole fucking house is gone. It's like an earthquake that hit this motherfucker. The whole house is gone.
Goodness. Yeah, just a slab on top of another slab.
Man. Yeah. Dude, that's enough to send you to the crazy house. I'd have lost my motherfucking mind.
I heard of stripping down the house, but that's ridiculous.
Exactly.
I mean,
yeah, that was ridiculous.
I mean, Mick, come on, man. You hit that circle, and you see your whole fucking roof go.
Damn, that's something.
Yeah, she took the doors. There wasn't no doors.
Think we climbing all on top of Tate School, motherfucker.
Hey, knocking on people's doors, talking about, I know you seen something.
Man.
Right, and they were sitting up there like, hey, I didn't see nothing. I didn't see nothing.
I didn't see nothing.
I saw your wife, that's it.
Right.
That motherfucker was snapping. Charlie, my old house, I'd have called the police. Look, they stole everything, man, even the bricks.
Hell yeah, I'm like, I'd rather you just took the whole motherfucker. I'm so looking for this motherfucker, man.
I can't find her.
I
know exactly
what
she had. She had a mama house. That's where I'm going.
you pull up in the roof of the backyard.
Right, exactly.
Yeah,
I was just going to say that.
Just sitting there.
That looked like my roof, and now it's on fire. Man, I would lose it, man. I wouldn't even know how to react on some shit like that. I would fucking straight lose my mind.
Now I'm all on YouTube trying to find this shit too, man. I am really trying to find this.
I just want to see his face.
That's all I just want
to see the look on his face. That shit gotta be priceless.
He got the most fucked up. He got the dumb face of all dumb faces. What happened?
Right. That's my house. They should have left the bricks with the address.
Oh wait, what is this? Is this it?
Oh wait a minute.
Oh, it was. It was in Turkey. 34
oh,
who left her husband 40. I'm trying to see if there's a picture with this one. Had the roof and windows of their house removed, stating that she does so because her parents paid for it. It was in somewhere in Turkey.
That's fine.
You can't even explain that. How do you can't even explain that shit to the police. Why'd you take the roof, man? Because my mom and daddy paid for it. Well, who'd you get to take the motherfuckers? Them motherfuckers work fast.
She said she sent her brothers to the home and had them removed.
She probably got about 30
brothers.
Now, Father Time, now that's the time that you're supposed to have your pistols out. I'm telling you, because once I got to the house. Now,
So he knew that they was taking the stuff, but he couldn't do nothing about it because he had been to prison and he didn't want to start no trouble. So he finally was there watching them remove the roof and the window.
Oh, you motherfucker.
I'm going back to jail.
Yeah, I got to go to jail.
Yeah, I'm going back to jail, man. I'm not going to just sit there and watch y'all take my motherfucking house. Y'all ain't even the bank.
Oh, he was on probation. She used that, see? Used it against him. He was on probation. He said he called the police, but nobody came.
Oh, that's
messed up. That's messed up, too.
Hey, that just imagine, she looking at him.
Fucking son of a bitch.
Hey, I don't see no picture with this one.
Oh, that's okay.
And
that's
fucked.
I
would've
went to jail.
And that she's leaving.
I ain't got no house.
Okay, well, son of a bitches, bye-bye.
So I still would've went to jail because I ain't got no crib, so I'm going to need a place to stay tonight anyway.
So I'll say y'all need to see the picture because she took the carpet, the kitchen sink. She took all that shit.
We built this shit! You didn't do this shit by yourself!
Oh, I found
it.
What
did he do?
It's a picture?
Yes, I found a picture. He just sitting in the... He just sitting there looking crazy.
Post it to the site. I want to see it. Post it to the site, please.
Oh, my goodness.
Please post it. I want to see that picture.
That is bananas.
I'm knocking motherfuckers out, man. I'm going down
man,
with fight. I'm going down.
Man, you might not agree on too much, but yeah.
I dare
yeah,
right. Motherfuckers bring a hammer. Pick the hammer up if you want.
I swear to God, man, I done pulled up with a motherfucker they talking about. Well, we about to take the house. You about to what? Take that,
my sister said we come get windows and roof. Yeah, okay.
That's all you get.
I mean, that's some shit. The bank won't even do no shit like that. You know, when the motherfucker said, "Man, they took my house." First thing you think of, like, you know, motherfucker fell behind on his mortgage. You know, he couldn't pay his mortgage no more, so they took his crib. No, they literally took my house. It's gone. That's crazy than a motherfucker.
Do they say
I'm gonna let that shit happen.
For his wife to do that?
Not in front of me.
What do you do for his wife to do that? They just got a divorce?
No, I think they had just been arguing and stuff. She just decided to leave.
Damn.
With the house.
With the house.
Literally. She literally took the house with her. Man, please.
And the neighbor's just sitting there.
Damn!
Them neighbors better not say one motherfucking word while I'm standing in an empty-ass, gone-ass house. Let a motherfucker come over there and say, what happened? It's on.
Hey.
Hey, motherfucker, like, hey, I would have knocked on the door, but it was gold.
Right. I ain't got shit in my house but the floor from the upstairs and the basement floor. Everything else is gone.
It just matter. That's just crazy. The only noise.
Then she took the sink.
So the only noise you hearing is this.
Literally.
Hell no.
I mean, damn. God, I'm taking a motherfucker to the cleaners. God, that's fucked up.
Okay, where can I post the picture?
I had to call my
mom. Where can I post the picture?
Post it now.
No, I said where?
Radio. Oh, just put it in
Wait.
The photos.
Oh, photos.
That's fucked up, man. That's fucked up, man. I mean, she must have really hated that motherfucker, man, to do some shit like that. I mean, it's got to be a lot of hatred there. To take a motherfucker's whole house, literally.
Well, she didn't take the whole house, just the roof.
Yeah, she was thinking like, hey, this is our house. I'm taking part of it.
Yeah, hey, you got a point, Wick. Hey, she's thinking just like you was, though. This is our house.
This is our house. I'm just taking my part with me.
All right, try to take that roof down if you want. It's going to be on like Matty Strong up in this motherfucker. Pick the hammer up. Pull one nail out this motherfucker, and it's on. Better do this shit while I'm asleep.
All right, man, we got to get out of here, man. We... no. that's the name, boy. She knows she be coming up with some shit. No, she... fuck his face. I got to see this dude's face, though. I'm going to assume the show in. I'm going straight to the site. I got to see this dude's face.
Did you post it yet?
I'm going to the site. I want to see what he looks like.
No, it won't
let me.
Right.
I bet it's one of the faces that you just
got to
see.
Where'd you find it at,
Price? Oh, yeah. Wait, I'm about to try one more time. Let me see. I might have to.
I'm waiting like a motherfucker.
You're the size. I just got this new laptop, so all my settings is off. Trying to install it.
While you doing that, let me go on down the line. Let me go. Wick, you got any last words for us, bro?
Yeah, great show, man. Be back next week. Ladies, y'all have a great night. By the time, you're a good guy, Charlie Brown.
Always, man. I do my best, dog. I do my best. Mick, you got any last words for us?
Yeah, great show. We'll be here next week.
All right, make sure you keep it on your roof.
Okay.
Man.
Motherfucker might be gone in the morning.
Okay.
Tell him, Mick, I kill me a motherfucker.
Okay, I just uploaded it. See if you guys can see it.
Okay,
I
can see
it.
player now. What the fuck? What the fuck is the roof? Oh, big, this is bullshit.
Motherfucker.
Oh, hey, motherfucker, like, goddamn, it got cold in here.
Right. Where that draft coming from? Close the window. The whole roof is gone, motherfucker. There's the window. That's fucked up. Janine, you got your last words for us? Oh, hell no.
Can y'all see it?
That motherfucker looking crazy than a motherfucker, man. He like, what the fuck? And it was a big ass house. That motherfucker got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 rooms.
And the whole
man,
room.
Oh, hell no. Nah. He looking like, why the fuck you trying to take my picture? That is, it's a big ass fucking crib.
Mm-hmm.
I done went to jail. I would have went to jail. Are
you sure he's just standing there?
He just said it like, I don't know what the fuck just happened. I loved her. I loved that bitch. Dog, he looking like, I love that bitch.
I'm looking at
her.
I'm looking at her.
He looking like, I love that bitch. I can't believe this bitch did this. God damn. He's squinting, his eyes are squinting.
The phone is standing right on his back.
This is bullshit. This is bullshit. He took the whole fucking roof. SinCityRadio.net. SinCityRadio.ning. They took this man's whole fucking roof. Look at how he looking, dude. He looking like, man, what the fuck just happened? I don't believe this shit here.
I've been crying, man. I can't stop crying.
Oh, yeah. God.
That is amazing. That is fucking amazing. Oh my goodness. He looking like, I don't know what happened. I don't believe this shit.
And wait a minute, man. The dude who else took the picture, they up over the room. Why the fuck do y'all want?
Yep, she took all the doors, windows, the roof, the kitchen sink, the carpet.
Yeah. See? Yeah. He's standing on gravel. Yeah. Like he's standing outside. It's like he's outside somewhere. That motherfucker's standing on gravel in the middle of his house.
Hey,
man.
There ain't no floor. They even took the heating vents.
Yeah.
You know how you had the little silver things with the heat come out? Look, if you look right above his head to the left and the right, you see them holes.
Yeah.
That's where the vents was. They took the fucking vents.
That was a big ass fucking house too.
And man, the crib was big as hell. Mm-hmm. He looked like he's standing in the bedroom, the back bedroom.
Like, oh, this bitch is priceless, man. God damn. Oh, this
that's
is
crazy, man. That's crazy than a motherfucker, dude. Mm-hmm. I can't believe this shit, man.
Man, I can't even breathe. I'm laughing so damn hard. I have my sinuses. I guess about it. Now that's
I feel for him, dog. SinCityRadio.net. SinCityRadio.net. Get your motherfucking laugh on. I want everybody to comment on that motherfucking picture. What's the first thing you think when you see that picture?
Right.
Fuck. The fuck just happened? I need to call my mama. Whew. Janine, you got any last words for us?
Oh, shit.
Good talking with you all, of course. I had a good time, and I will be here next week.
Oh, God.
Man. You got any last words, dude?
Yeah. CityRadio.net. Come on, man. If y'all listening to the show, y'all got to at least go look at this picture.
Oh, God. Well, that's funny shit I've seen all year.
Man, just the look on his face, man. It looked like he want to cry. He looked like he about to start crying.
Oh, man.
He probably saying that's the sun squinting him. You in your bedroom and the sun is in your eyes. How is that possible? Oh, you ain't got no roof.
Mm-mm.
Oh, that's crazy than a motherfucker, man.
All right, y'all. We out of here.
Thank everybody for listening. Hold on, man. Thank everybody for listening. Thank everybody for calling in. And thank everybody for listening on the internet. Man, SinCityRadio.net, y'all.
And thank Janine for this motherfucking picture. We out, y'all. Peace.